Okay, starting with Mr. Bowen. Question that's two different questions, same results. I'll read kind of an amalgam of both of them. Other than bonding or other than road improvements, what are the top three priorities or the most pressing priorities for our city? That make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe there's, you know, certain things that the city does and that those can be prioritized. I think the most important things that the city does are actually the least glamorous. You know, the water, the sewer, life stops pretty fast if you don't have those things. And so I believe those systems need to be adequately funded and maintained. You know, maybe we need to add another culinary reservoir so that we don't have to turn on the pump as often. But again, only if we have money to do that. But I don't believe in neglecting our critical infrastructure that is the most, in my opinion, the most important thing the city does. You know, roads are important. The fire department drives on the roads. The police drive on the roads. You know, I think also you have fire and police, those things are important too. But I think the most important thing right now is getting our fiscal house in order. We have a lot of debt, we need to pay that down. I think we can pay that down. The city owns a lot of property, maybe we can sell some of that. You know, we can get our budget in order and adjust it as necessary to have the right priorities, and those are, that's what's important to me.
And the three things that exist in the wallet is the utilities that you pay each month, the property taxes that you get hit with, and the debt that's looming over the city's head. Again, these are things that stop businesses from coming into our community so we can benefit from that sales tax to help decrease those things. If there's three major things, those are the things in my eyes. Again, those are the things that I see that are inhibiting us from receiving the highest return for our investment. Something that we see that is not giving us the greater value for the money that we spend out there. Again, it's operating with good business principles. It's understanding the challenges that you have before you and being able to understand them by analyzing the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of things that come before you. Thank you.
If we talk about what's important to the city, to me it's quality of life. Why did you move here? Because of an arts program, a recreation program, a library. The things that add quality of life to our community, I think, are what is important. We need to make a decision. Do we fund those even though they don't operate black every year? Or do we say we're going to put a subdivision where the golf course used to be? Councils long before us made that decision, and we support them because of their investment and the value people have. We've got a very good infrastructure because of the foresight of many people. Mr. Hansen is here tonight, a city engineer for many years, and knew what it was going to be when we grew to be a full-size city and upsized those utilities so we had the capacity to handle it. Many good things in our community. Let's not get wrapped around the axle about debt. $56 million, we have revenue streams to cover $47 million, $56 million is being met without impacting your property taxes. I think it's important for all of you to learn the issues, find the answers, satisfy yourselves before you vote. Thank you.
The things that would be important to me would be, as we're talking about, for economic development, bringing in sales tax that offsets all of our property taxes, being a business-friendly community. And also another thing that would be high on my priority list would be public safety. Having a high-quality police force, having a high-quality fire and ambulance, I think those things are very important. And we want to keep our city safe, we want to keep drugs out of our city, and I think that will help with the economic development and the quality of life that we have. I also think it's important to that we have the programs that do lead to the quality of life, that we have the arts, that we have the library, that we have the rec center, that we have the parks. I think those things are important, and I think we need to have those programs to function the best they can, as efficiently as they can.
I think we need to let people be free. We have got greatness in us and in people around us. I know the police force is important, but adding more policemen doesn't solve the problem. We've got to find a better way to get along as people. We've got to find ways to support people and help them not get involved in drugs. And I know police force is important because you got to stop the people that are really scary and really dangerous, but we've got to find better ways to solve problems and put people in prison and jail all the time. We've got to do better at encouraging greatness in people. There are so many good people and so many great people in this city and in this area. We've got to get the government out of people's lives and then turn them loose, and they'll solve the problems. They'll get out there, they'll start the businesses, they'll start whatever else needs to be done, but we've got to do a better job of getting along as people and helping each other find ways to solve these problems, because again, putting a band-aid on it, it's not going to help. You can have all the policemen in the world. Until people behave themselves, it won't do you any good. And this is a great city. I love to live in this city. It's a marvelous place to live. There are a lot of great projects here, but we do need to be better.